Ladies, gentlemen, good, bad, and ugly, you are tuned in to Barnstormer Radio. Broadcast coming to you from Hudson, New York. I am your host, Gabe Schaffler. Enjoy. The show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Barnstormer. I am your host, Gabe Schaffler, and this will be a pair of storytelling shows. By storytelling, I mean the telling of stories. I mean, these are songs that are chosen not for their music, not even for their words, but for the fact that they capture a picture and lead you through it in the beautiful way of the storyteller. Of course, any song could be seen as the telling of a story, but these just stood out to me in some particular way as classic examples in my own little world. Hope you enjoy.
This is a song that actually has a character in it from my childhood. When I was growing up in New Orleans, we used to have a fruit and vegetable man that would come down the street twice a week. And when I was a little kid, it was a mule-drawn wagon, and then he graduated to a pickup truck. And his son would drive the pickup truck at a walking pace, and he would walk along beside it, and you could hear him coming for blocks away because he would sing at the top of his lungs about what he had on the truck. And he always start with, "I got," that was the top of the menu, "I got," and it would sound like, "I got beans, I got red beans, black beans, all kind of beans, sweet corn. Sweet corn, mullet tongue, okra, okra. I got banana, ice cold watermelon." All these housewives would just pour out of the houses. So he's in this song. I should tell you, a mullet tongue is a kind of squash, a little green squash. Other parts of the country, they call them chayote squash, but if you ever hear anybody call it a mulleton, you can bet that they are from within 50 miles of New Orleans. I don't know much when I knew less, and I was heartbroken for the first time. I was drowning in my tears, and I went looking for a lifeline. I was trying to find some comfort, just a simple tender touch, searching for some little cure that would not cost too much. And I could hear that produce wagon on the street, and I could hear that farmer singing as I cried myself to sleep. I've got banana and watermelon, peaches by the pound. Sweet corn, Burley Town, more better than in town. I got okra, it's enough to choke you, beans of every kind. If hungry is what's eating you, I'll sell you peace of mind. Oh, but this ain't what you came to hear me say. And I hate to disappoint you, but I got no love today. I got no love today. I got no love today. No love today. I could not love to save myself from lonesome desperation. Everything I thought was love was worthless imitation. And my concept of commitment was to take all you could give. I thought the cheapest thrills I loved were teaching me to live. But nothing seemed to last or see me through. Nothing but that little song that I still sing for you. I got banana, watermelon, peaches by the pound. Sweet corn, Burley Town, more better than in town. I got okra, enough to choke you, beans of every kind. If hungry is what's eating you, I'll sell you peace of mind. Oh, but this ain't what you came to hear me say. And I hate to disappoint you, but I got no love today. I got no love today. I got no love today. No love today. No love today. None tomorrow. Not now. Not forever. You can't see what comes for free. I think you much too clever. For your own good, I'll tell you what's right before your eyes. Intelligence is no defense against what this implies. In the end, no one will sell you what you need. You can't buy it off the shelf. You got to grow it from the seed. 'Cause I got banana and watermelon and peaches by the pound. Sweet corn, Burley Town, more better than in town. I got okra, enough to choke you, beans of every kind. If hungry is what's eating you, I'll sell you peace of mind. Oh, but this ain't what you came to hear me say. And I hate to disappoint you, but I'm gonna disappoint you. I got no love today. I got no love today. I got no love today. No love today.
Thank you. Subtle changes come to stay, barely noticed and hardly known. One day you'll say, my situation's locked away, goodbye tomorrow, you're all alone. It's seems so sudden, but it's not, it's only grown from a seed that long ago was left forgotten in the snow and has a way with slow surprises all its own. It's hard to show, but like a boulder rolling slow, or a rumble deep in the ground, things whisper low. And by the time I really know what's been moving, they've settled down. Too late to see the way they're shifting round. Too late to say there's bound to be another way. It's all been said and done without a sound. This comes to me now that I begin to see it's not dramatic and it's nothing grand. I used to be half the whole of you and me, now I'm the limit of half a man. Seems so simple, nothing much to understand. You walked out and closed the door, said I don't live here anymore. Now nothing's hanging heavy in my hand. You walked out and closed the door, said I don't live here anymore. Now nothing's hanging heavy in my hands.
Sometimes I was cold, and sometimes I was cruel, but I tried to be closer to you. And the world seemed so hard for the losers and the lonely. Ain't it strange that the sky is so blue? And the world goes on as if it's done by actors, but you couldn't learn your lines, you silly fool. And if it's all been told, I guess then nothing really matters, and you're performing so that they can laugh at you. And the sidewalks swell with the static heat of summer, and the street light falls softer than sound. She eyes the clock, thinking of the evening she's going out on the town. And the world goes on, there's a sea of empty faces on the subway, but she's only passing through. She's gonna find her way, because it's summer in the city and there's no one left to tell her what to do. We go through the doorways, life all alone, and we get truer or less so in time. standing in shadow. Down streets of the soul are the secrets we all want to find. And the world goes on as a carnival of senses, spinning light into illusion as the same. And honey, the rain will shine, and all the flowers will be ringing when you hear them call your name. When you hear them call your name. It's a New York pot of blue. Then your mama tried to scold you. There's nothing she can do, and the beat won't stop. And it's another citation in a bad location. Forgot about the rotation up and down the block. Oh yeah, I'm much too wild to stay in school. I gotta find a new place where the kids are cool. Come and go with me now, baby, what you wanna do? It's a summertime heat wave, and I'm sweating like a slave. So I'm riding on the subway to the very last stop. And honey, take a look at me now. I think that anyone could see now. Ain't sweet like a candy, baby, or your soda pop. Oh yeah, and I'm much too wild to stay in school. I gotta find a new place where the kids are cool. Come and go with me now, baby, what you wanna do? Held your hand. Used to be that your daddy made you understand about boys like me. She's putting on her lipstick, and I'm pulling out the dipstick, and the radio's playing the Blitzkrieg bop. And the night's almost over, but I only want to hold her. If this goddamn car won't start, then I guess we'll walk. Oh yeah, well I'm much too wild to stay in school. I gotta find a new place where the kids are cool. Come and go with me now, baby, what you wanna do?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Barnstormer Storytelling Show, Part 1. We heard Chris Smither, No Love Today, and Slow Surprise from Live As I'll Ever Be. And Matty Charles, And the World Goes On, and Powder Blue from Lover in Arms. Okay.
Remember? Me at first. Couldn't remember. Remember? Me and you talking. Remember? About Dick Hell. Remember? Time I couldn't remember, remembering? Remember? And remember talking about, remembering about Dick Hell? Remember? singing songs about Donna.
Well, I saw it advertised one day that the Bear Mountain Picnic was coming my way. Come along and take a trip. We'll bring you up there on a ship. Bring the wife and family. Bring the whole kids. Yippee. Well, I run right down and bought a ticket to this thing called the Bear Mountain Picnic. Little did I realize I was in for a pleasant, funny surprise. It had nothing to do with picnics. Didn't come close to a mountain. I hate bears. Took the wife and kids down to the pier. There were 6,000 people there. Everybody had a ticket for the trip. Oh, well, I said, it's a pretty big ship. Besides, anyhow, the more the merrier. Well, we all got on, and where do you think that big old boat started to sink? More people kept piling on. That old ship was a-going down. Funny way to start a picnic. Well, I soon lost track of my kids and wife. So many people I never saw in my life. That old ship was sinking down in the water. There were 6,000 people trying to kill each other. Dogs are barking, cats are screaming, women are yelling, men are flying, fists are flying, paper flying, cops are coming, me running. Maybe we just better call off the picnic. I got shoved down, got pushed around. All I remember was a moaning sound. Don't remember one thing more. All I remember is waking up on the shore. My arms and legs were broken. My feet were splintered. My head was cracked. I couldn't walk, couldn't talk, smell, feel. Couldn't see. I didn't know where I was. I was bald. Quite lucky to be alive, though. Well, feeling like I just climbed out of my casket, I grabbed back hold of my picnic basket. Took the wife and kids and started home, wishing I never got up that morning. Now, I don't care just what you do. If you want to have a picnic, that's up to you. But don't tell me about it. I don't want to hear it. You see, I just lost all my picnic spirit. Stay in my kitchen. Have a picnic in my bathroom. Well, it don't seem to me quite so funny what some people are gonna do for money. There's a brand new gimmick every day just to take somebody's money away. I think we ought to take some of these people, put them on a boat, send them up to Bear Mountain for a picnic. I will not go down under the ground, because somebody tells me that death's coming round. And I will not carry myself down to die. When I go to my grave, my head will be high. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. There's been rumors of war and wars that have been. The meaning of life has been lost in the wind. And some people thinking that the end is close by. Instead of learning to live, they are learning to die. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. I don't know if I'm smart, but I think I can see when someone is pulling the wool over me. And if this war comes and death's all around, let me die on this land before I die underground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. There's always been people that have to cause fear. They've been talking about a war now for many long years. I've read all their statements and I've not said a word. But now, Lord God, let my poor voice be heard. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me drink from the waters where the mountain streams flood. Let the smell of wildflowers flow free through my blood. Let me sleep in your meadows with the green grassy leaves. Let me walk down the highway with my brother in peace. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Go out in your country where the land meets the sun. See the craters and the canyons and where the waterfalls run. Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Idaho. Let every state in this union seep deep down in your soul. And you'll die in your footsteps before you go down under the ground.
Flower when I thought I spied some lead.
Start again. Wait a minute now. Okay, take two.
I was riding on the Mayflower when I thought I spied some land. I yelled for Captain E-Rib, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said as we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place with beads. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon. He throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. Me, I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by Guernsey Cow, who directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying ban the bums. I jumped right into line saying I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I had eaten for 5 days straight. Looking for the cook, I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat. Food was flying everywhere, I left without my hat. Didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get
get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. Well, I wrapped up on a house with a U.S. flag upon display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know they refuse Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop. Inside a cab, I went out the other door. This Englishman said fab as he saw me leave a hot dog stand in a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye, ran out to the street. When a bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. Well, by this time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails, but let me know if I should go back to ship or back to jail. So I hocked my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails and round my sail, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back and took the parking ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name and I said Captain Kidd. They believed me but they wanted to know what exactly that I did. I said for the Pope of Iraq I was employed. They let me go right away, they were very paranoid. Well, the last I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing, they were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus, I just said good luck.
This is called Talking John Birch Blues. And there ain't nothing wrong with this song. I was feeling sad and kind of blue. I didn't know what I was gonna do. The communists was coming around. They was in the air, they was on the ground, they was all over. So I run down most hurriedly and joined the John Birch Society. Got me a secret membership card, went back home to the yard. Started looking on the sidewalk. under the hedges. Well, I got up in the morning, looked under my bed. I was looking every place for them goddarn reds. Looked behind the sink and under the floor. Looked in the glove compartment of my car. Couldn't find any. Looked behind the clothes, behind the chair, looking for them reds everywhere. Looked up my chimney hole, even deep down inside my toilet bowl, they got away. I heard some footsteps by the front porch door, so I grabbed my shotgun from the floor. Snuck around the house with a huff and a hiss, saying, "Hands up, you communist, it was a mailman." He punched me out. When I was sitting home alone and I started to sweat, I figured they was in my TV set. I peeked behind the picture frame, got a shock from my feet that hit my brain. Them reds did it. Hootin' any television. I quit my job so I could work alone. Got a magnifying glass like Sherlock Holmes. Following some clues from my detective bag, I discovered red stripes and the American flag. Betsy Ross. Eisenhower, he's a Russian spy. Lincoln and Jefferson and a Roosevelt guy. To my knowledge, there's just one man that's really and truly an American. That's George Lincoln Rockwell. I know for a fact he hates commies because he picketed the movie Exodus. I finally started thinking straight when I run out of things to investigate. I couldn't imagine nothing else, and I'm home investigating myself. Hope I don't find out too much. Good God.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Barnstormer Storytelling Show, Part 1. That was Firehose, Me and You, Remembering, and Bob Dylan. Three great stories. Talking Bear Mountain Picnic Blues, Bob Dylan's 115th Dream, and Talking John Birch, Paranoid Blues.
Jimmy Driftwood wrote this thing.
Hello there. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
Do we want to try a break? Now your fiddle break comes right after I get back and whoop her brother and her paw and sing a chorus.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yeah. Now, that is about as pretty a bass line as I've heard played in something in a long time. I've complimented that boy back there. That's a horse's foot in the gravel, man. That ain't a train. Running through a ford in the creek.
Want to try one, Doc?
Let's see if we can put down a take. Where's the harmony at? Right here?
He's talking to the bass player. Come on, Jim.
About 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive.
And I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding that Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw, and one of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, then I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till it got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I got just as lonesome as a man can be, a-dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was a-dreaming of a sweetheart too. We loped right back across Arkansas, I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. When I found that girl with the golden hair, she was a-riding that Tennessee mare. Whoa, boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed them mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy, then we forded a flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing around the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. There's good horses. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Johnson. With a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told, the kind of a fella that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, that guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. It ain't cause I don't smoke myself, I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same, at a petting party or a poker game, everything's gotta stop while they smoke a cigarette. Well, St. Peter at the Golden Gate, that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. In a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. Boy, the kings and queens just kept on coming around. I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on raising and laying that money down. He'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, you gotta sink or swim. He finally called and didn't raise the bet. I said, ace is full, pal, how about you? He said, I'll tell you in a minute or two, but right now, I just gotta have myself a cigarette. Well, St. Peter at the Golden Gate, that you hates to make him wait, but you've just gotta have another cigarette. The other night I had a date with the cutest little gal in these 50 states, one of them high-bred uptown fancy little dames. She said she loved me and it seemed to me that everything was about like it ought to be, so hand in hand we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice and our smooching party was a-going real nice, so help me Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. I gave her a kiss, a little squeeze. She said, Hank, excuse me, please, but I just gotta have myself a filter cigarette. Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. You gotta have another cigarette.
Town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger, challenged his right for the love of this maiden.
down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Getting weary, unable to ride, but my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for,
one little kiss and Felina
ago. On a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die." I spoke not a word, though it made my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody nobody knows but me. The sky flows high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.